Absolutely.
50 people set sail from Bayfield on the Ashland Bay Express to witness the newly renovated Raspberry Island Lighthouse. That's new in a 1920s motif. The day started out with weather that spawns tales of shipwrecks and struggles at sea.
We were very close to canceling today. We really didn't want to, but it looks like it'll be fine, and it's a great day on Lake Superior.
That's Apostle Island's National Lakeshore Superintendent, Bob Krumenacher. Many making the trip donated items so Raspberry Island would look like it did during the early 1920s. Bayfield's Virginia Hirsch is one of them. Hirsch says the gray, blustery weather is reminiscent of spooky tales that accompany the history of the lighthouse.
There's no terrifying ghost there. There's no ex-murderer. There's a trickster ghost that hides things.
The 45-minute ride to the island gives the sun just enough time to peek out from the clouds. Ashland Bay Express Captain Dave Strzok says it's part of Lake Superior's wonder.
On a foggy day, about a dozen kids in a 40-foot Voyager canoe. They were coming out of the fog as they were approaching Raspberry Island. That's the neatest thing I've ever seen. It's just like we're stepped back 300 years.
Welcome to Raspberry Island. It's always a beautiful day on the Berry.
On the Berry.
Leave all your mainland cannibals behind and live it on Raspberry time. Welcome, right up to the top of the stairs.
After climbing 76 stairs from the dock to the island, everyone gathers around the base of the lighthouse to herald its grand reopening.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, cut.
Okay.
People are sorted into groups and given tours of the new but historic interior of the lighthouse.
Ready? Okay, come on in.
Come on in, welcome.
That's Audrey Wilk. She has worked for the National Park Service 5 years on Raspberry Island. Wilk says keeping the light on Raspberry Island lit was not always a simple task, especially for Francis Yocker.
He was out here one night and a tremendous storm came up in the wee hours of the morning and he had his little boat down here. He ran down, the log says scantily dressed, so you can imagine, to move his boat around to what we call the leeward side of the island where the winds weren't coming. And when he got in that boat, all of a sudden the winds picked up, carried him out, and carried him over to Oak Island, and he got marooned for 3 days.
At the end of the day, people sit and talk about the island and its history.
It's important to keep some of the historic properties alive.
I brought my kids here. They thought it was really neat before it was renovated. We like boating, and this is just one of our stops, so it's neat to show them that and how people lived.
It's just fun to study the history and see the impact of how lighthouses and the keepers and their families had on the local maritime and areas and how they helped. So we've just enjoyed following the history of lighthouses such as this on Raspberry Island.
Okay, watch your step getting off the boat. Thanks again for coming.
On Raspberry Island, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Oh, that was wonderful.
Glad you liked it. Thank you.